I'm Trevor Castle, joined now by Rich Schulte for our Football Friday Night feature. Rich, thanks so much for joining us. If you would start, tell me a little bit about the family history at Central, because I know it's not just you. There's other family members. Be a little detailed with me. Who played at Central, their relation to you and Cam? Kind of fill in those blanks, would you?
Yeah, so it started with my parents. So my dad went to Central, did not have high school football, and so wasn't intending on playing football, but was a baseball, basketball, track athlete. And he was about 6'2", 250. And so the coach said, hey, would you be interested in playing football? And so he did. And then so he played 2 years, junior and senior year at Central, and then had the opportunity to coach with Coach Skipper as a defensive coordinator. And then when he was defensive coordinator, he was called to try out with the Bears, and then played – was beat a guy out and was able to play on the taxi squad and the 63 champion Bears. So it's, he had a great opportunity, great experience, and then worked for the college for years. And then he and my mom met at Central. They were dorm directors at Goss, ironically, where I was my freshman year, where Cam is this freshman year, literally a room away from where I was. And then my brother was All-American track athlete, also was the career points leader for football for years because he was a barefoot kicker and receiver. My sister was a great track athlete, went to nationals several years in sprints and long jump and triple jump. I had three uncles, a couple aunts, and then my wife also is a Central grad, and her siblings all attended Central, and so it runs deep.
And so when I talked to Cam yesterday, the other day, he told me, you know what, for the longest time, I didn't want to go to Central.
Yeah.
I think partially, want to break away, maybe his own identity type of thing. But from your chair, you know, what was that like trying to help him through the process and finding the right fit for him?
Yeah. I said, regardless of what you choose, Cam, it's got to be right for you. And for me, going to Central, I knew Central well. I grew up in the equipment room. I was in the gym all the time. I was on the sideline as a ball boy. And I said, Cam, what I understood pretty quickly was it is a community in its own. And so you can be in the Pella community as much as you want. You can be at home as much as you want. Or you can be at Central exclusively. You choose. And you will find your family at Central. You'll be hanging around with them probably more often than not. And I think up to this point, that's what he's experienced.
Well, and as a parent, I know absolutely you want what's best for your kid, right? But there had to be a little piece of you inside of you that was happy when he announced that he was going to wear the red and white like so many others in your family.
Yeah, I think when he decided, hey, you know, I haven't gotten to experience as much football as I would like to experience just due to injuries and in high school, but when he said, no, I think I want to play more, I said, well, then you have choices to make as far as where you go. And my wife and I both said, we'd like to at least have you investigate. And honestly, both Coach McMartin and Coach Myeri really did a nice job of communicating with him. Yeah, they followed him during his senior year at Pella and we're texting him after basketball games and just encouraging him to, you know, keep competing. You know, we love seeing you out there. We'd love to see you in red and white. And when we visited and he had a chance to talk, he's going into kinesiology. And so talked with Roz and Professor Sugar Fox. And he liked the study part of it. So that fit for him. And then he really enjoyed, he said, you know, this feels like a place that I feel could be home outside of my home.
Cool. When did you graduate Central? Talk to me a little bit about your journey at Central.
Yeah, so 88 Pella grad. So I was in the class of 92. So in reference to another person people would know, so Rich Kakmaransky and I were teammates. And so, and study mates for calculus. So we spent a lot of time together with our time at Central. But my journey at Central is a different because my 4 years of football spanned five because I was drafted by Houston to play baseball after 91. And I couldn't get back in time because they had asked me to go to an extended time in Florida. And so when I came back, I couldn't get enough credits to complete it, things in four. So it by doing it in five, I then came back and finished my fourth year of football in a fifth year, which was unique at that time. You didn't have five-year players at that time.
Yeah, we didn't have five-year players around here until COVID hit, right? Yeah. So that is interesting. The one story that I hear all the time about you, I think it's your freshman year. Is that when you got flung in to play quarterback after a number of injuries? Am I on the right track there? Can you tell me that?
Yeah, so I came into Central intending to play receiver. I was a quarterback at Pella, defensive back, punt returner, kicker punter. But when I came here, I said, I want to play receiver. Well, Coach Skipper caught me before camp and said, hey, we didn't have as many commits as freshmen for quarterbacks. Would you consider playing quarterback? Give us a year to just have that depth at the quarterback position. So I did and learned a lot. I mean, it's a lot to learn as a quarterback anyway, to learn a system. But then getting beat on by the number one defense during the week isn't that much of a thrill, especially all the All-Americans we had at that time on the defense. Enjoyed that time. And then at the end of the season, you know, I had gotten into games during the year when we were way ahead to maybe get some snaps to hand the ball off. But never did I think that I'd get into varsity action. Well, our nation's passing efficiency leader, Steve Flynn, had a neck injury. And so he was in a neck brace. We played Simpson in a muddy mess over it in Indianola. And actually lost the game in a close one. And our quarterback, Greg Thomas, played the entire second half with a broken jaw. And so we have neck injury, broken jaw. I'm the next person on the list. And we're going to the playoffs. So we went up to Concordia. I remember them clearing the field of snow. It was about 10 below. And it was an ice rink, basically. And quarterbacked the team as best I could. Ultimately, what I felt like, I think, as a freshman is just don't make a big mistake, which if I had to do over again, knowing what I know now, I might have approached it a little bit more aggressively than what I did. I was very tentative. But we won a close ball game. I remember having to tackle a guy on a punt return to kind of save a score. And we returned a punt for a touchdown, Rick Barry. And so it was one of those games that it really did end up the one that made the least mistakes won the game. We got out of there with a win, went to Whitewater. And I quarterbacked probably the first half there against a team that had just come from Division II. So they were monstrous and upset them. Lance Koiker came in. He's a tight end at the time, 6'4", 6'5", 230, 240, and was an all-state quarterback at Sioux Center, went to UNI to play quarterback. And so he had studied quarterback play. We completely changed kind of our approach to we're going to be a shotgun drop back offense, and he's going to sling it. And we ended up making it to the national championship game and falling a little bit short, but was it just a wild ride, but a lot of fun.
And so now what's it like to think now your son is that age? Well, all the things you just said, you're as old as Cam is right now.
Yeah, I was telling him at the Rock Bowl on Saturday at Loras that, you know, I remember everything from college football and college baseball. And just because you become such a tight family and you spend so much time together that I remember in pictures. And so as he's blocking a punt on the west end of the Rock Bowl, you know, I remember celebrating as a team a victory in nearly that same spot on grass at that time. But I said it's kind of like reliving a lot of memories, and then having Kyle with Grant there too as a teammate. He was a teammate of mine. You know, it's just a special time, and I more than anything, I just want him to enjoy the journey. And he just so desires to compete. And so it's fun seeing him being able to get out there a little bit as a freshman and compete.
Well, you kind of went where I was going to go next with Kyle, because you'd mentioned to me that you guys were teammates. What was your relationship like then? And I'm sure you could have never imagined, you know, 30 years later, you'd have kids playing on the same team.
No, Kyle was from Aurelia and was a wrestler, football player. You know, wrestling was foreign to me, but Kyle was really intense and just such a hard worker. And I see so many of those same traits, obviously, within Grant. He was our, and I told this to Cam, I said, we all, on Thursdays, we always put the hay in the barn. So at the end of practice, it was put the hay in the barn, and Kyle let us in down by the river. So I said, I don't know if you guys still do it. And he's like, oh my goodness, I didn't know where that came from. I'm like, yeah, Kyle was in the middle of the huddle, leading us in down by the river and putting the hay in the barn. And he was he wasn't just a rah-rah guy, he was a team guy. I mean, he did everything he could as a teammate to make the team better. And so, yeah, he was a linebacker. We lived in the same house on campus. We went to FCA together. So we spent a lot of time together. He's been a friend for a long time.